good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World, fresh off the love train. You can find us, we are here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand side of the homepage, and that will click you through the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen in the upper left, and then Listen Online, and you will then be hooked up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook. Go to Facebook, search March the Norwalk's Animal World, and oh, you got to look at the video with the leaf pile and the dog. It was so cute, and it'll show you what goes on in the corner of my yard every fall with Robbie. It's his favorite game. And hey, it is Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. Speaking of that, we have got Laura Cook, the founder and chief cook and bottle washer for Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. And good morning, Laura. Welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha.
Hey, how are you doing today? Is it drizzly rainy down in your neighborhood?
Yes, it is. Oh.
It's supposed to be lightening up. and hopefully.
So.
But man, we're really starting some seasonal changes right now. At least I'm certainly noticing it up in my neck of the woods, in terms of, you know, cooler temperatures, you know, leaves falling, a lot more rain. I would imagine that makes your life a little more challenging in trying to support the homeless community, animals in the way that you do. Yeah. Is that true? More difficult and more challenging during the fall and winter months than spring and summer, probably.
Because we want to make sure, you know, that they're warm and dry as much as possible. And a lot of times, you know, the tents don't last that long when they're used daily. And so a lot of them, you know, start ripping and collapsing. And so trying to get those, you know, of course, donated and out into the streets, and then, you know, coats and sweaters for the animals will start this week, getting those out onto the streets as well. So,
well, so for anybody, I'm just occurring to me that, you know, certainly we have those that tune in that haven't heard you before. So before we get too carried away here tell us what Seattle Dogs Homeless Program is all about.
Well, we do street outreach, meaning we go to all the homeless encampments and anybody we find as we're driving or walking through the city of Seattle. And we do pet food, supplies. We do boarding if, you know, or fostering if an owner wants to go to drug treatment, school, work, the hospital. And then we do rescue if an animal needs to be willfully surrendered.
All right. And then you also provide veterinary care too.
Yes. I knew I was forgetting something.
I am so impressed. And the reason that we feature Seattle Dogs Homeless Program is because of this woman, Laura Cook. I absolutely, and in many ways worship her, and I really respect you, Laura, and the path that you're walking. Laura and her family found themselves homeless for some time, working real hard, they were able to, Laura was able to pull her family out of that situation. And what impresses me so is that, you know, she could have taken her dolls and dishes and moved on, you know, to a better life. But she has stayed in Seattle, and she is paying it backwards, forwards, and all over the place. And that's what she does now, is support the homeless community animals, and runs, you know, Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. It really has built into a phenomenal little organization, and all of the things that Laura said, they provide food and litter and supplies and often supplies for the humans, tents, sleeping bags, coats, that sort of thing. Help for the animals. I never even thought about what I'd do if I were on the street and you had to go to the hospital, or you had to go to rehab, or you had to go to job training. I wouldn't leave my dog friend on the street, and the homeless would not either. But Laura covers that base. They board the animals while the owner does what they need to do, and then the owner is free to do that and can get their animal when they're done. There is the veterinary services that they provide. Now, Greenwood Animal Hospital is the clinic or the hospital that provides the veterinary care for Seattle Dogs homeless, but they don't do it for free. And that's real important to know. Laura has to pay for it. So that's where our, you know, donations can help significantly. And you can just imagine the effort that goes into this in terms of being able to circulate all those supplies and so forth, and provide the support that's necessary. And I imagine it becomes overwhelming. And then the other, Laura's not the only one that does this, because we sometimes talk to her right-hand person, and that would be Amanda. And Amanda came from the same situation. Laura helped her when she was homeless. So what's she doing? She's paying it back, forward, and all around. And now she's helping Laura doing what she's doing. So it just is so heartwarming to me to see the wonderful camaraderie between you all and the work that you do. But you know, one of the things that I'd most like to see happen, and we keep spreading the word, we haven't been successful yet, but I'm hoping it will have. You continue to make these runs, check on the homeless animals, and deliver supplies and so forth. You do it in your own little car. Right. We really, gosh, folks, we need to find a used van or pick up with a canopy, you know, in reasonable condition that Laura could use to do all these deliveries and haul a bunch of stuff with. It would make her life so much better. And I don't know, I keep my eyes open everywhere, Laura, looking for vans or pickups and canopies just sitting around somewhere. I haven't come across anything, but I hope to be able to make more of an effort there, you know, coming up. But I would love all of your help. Everybody listening, we got to find a truck or a van for Laura.
Yeah.
So wouldn't that make life a whole lot easier for you?
Yes. You know, it right now we end up having to do several trips, you know, into storage to reload and go back out, and so by having a truck or even a van, we'd be able to you know, load up more supplies, and which of course would save time and save gas, and it would just all around be a better idea.
So, and Seattle Dogs hopefully. Homeless Program is a 501c3 nonprofit, right?
Right.
No, yes. So it's all deductible, folks. You can donate, you know, a truck or a van and get a nice, you know, tax write off.
Yeah.
You know, if you donate it to Seattle Dogs. So I want everybody beating the bushes and looking for that van or pickup with Seattle Dogs homeless name on it. I just think that would make a world of difference.
Right. I think
now,
so
are there regular areas of town that you go to all the time? I know that do you still do it? Is it Mondays that you're
Mondays
down?
We're at the Northwest Harvest Food Bank.
Yeah.
From 4 to 6. And at that spot, anybody, whether they're homeless or housed, if they need pet food, they can stop by and see us there, and we'll help them out. And then during the week, we're out on the street.
So on Mondays, it's 4 to 6 p.m. Where are you at?
At the Northwest Harvest Food Bank. It's the Soto Community Food Bank, and it's on 4th and Holgate.
Uh-huh. 4th and Holgate. So and it's the Northwest Harvest Food Bank. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's good to know. 4 to 6 p.m. on Mondays.
Right. Yeah.
And so homeless can come and pick up food or supplies at that time.
Yeah. And want to take care of, you know, people, whether they're homeless or housed, and be able to help them out, especially during this time. It's been, you know, really hard on a lot of families.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, do you notice anything changing at this point? Stuff staying the same, getting worse, getting better? I mean, how is the homeless situation down in Seattle?
Well, you know, they've opened up a lot of different types of sheltering, which has been good for a lot of people, but it continues to get worse. And the streets, unfortunately, continue to get worse, you know, with just so much going on. And it's scary because you just don't know what's happening in different, you know, different places. And so there's definitely been a change, a shift in, you know, how many people are out there. It just continues for us anyways to seem to grow, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So as much as being done, it really is not in a real perceivable way shifting anything yet.
No, not yet. But hopefully, you know, they'll continue.
We'd
like to see that, you know, for people that want to be housed and want to change things around. It would be a wonderful thing to be able to get them into some sort of housing program, but you just don't see a whole lot as far as change on our side anyways. You know, we just continue to meet new people and their animals and just continue to see growth. So,
and when we don't really know what's going to happen in terms of the progression through the rest of this pandemic, there are a lot of bans in place in terms of foreclosures and evictions, right? But when all of that starts to shift, we could see a significant increase in the homeless population.
Yeah, because some people have gotten so far behind that when the ban is lifted, you know, there's no way
there's no way to make it up. Yeah. Yeah, I do. I have concern for that. But I'll tell you, everybody out there in Radio Land and our Animal World family, you know, I tell you all the time, thought directs energy. Energy follows thought. Thought magnifies and intensifies energy. Be careful that you're not spending your mental time being mad at Seattle for not dealing with this. The way that it's being dealt with or whatever. But if you put your mental energy into being mad and upset about it and bad Seattle or bad whoever you want to blame, you know, that doesn't help. That makes it worse. So what we want to be doing, you want to be praying for Seattle. You want to be imagining the powers that be getting it together, coming up with the right plan, and you want to do your best to imagine Seattle transforming and becoming, you know, the wonderful Emerald City again, and all of these people having a place to go, getting the help they need, being cared for or whatever it is, but see it all getting better. Don't focus on how bad it is and being upset and mad about that, because that's the way we shift the energy. So as easy as it is to just really feel sorry for Laura and all this stuff, if we put our energy there and feeling bad about it, well, we don't make things any easier for Laura either. So it's real important to see Laura blossoming and being able to serve all of this community and all of these animals and her job becoming easier and easier. And let's imagine her in a nice big van or pickup, delivering things easily. And so let's try to get that positive picture going so that we can really help Laura make a difference. Laura, we got to take care of advertisers. So hold on here. We'll do that so we stay on schedule. Then we'll come back, find out what's on the want and need and wish list for Seattle Dogs and how we can help Laura in this huge project of hers. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues, more with Seattle Dogs homeless program straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
What do you want for your pet when it's not getting help for its troubles? Happiness. For your pet and yourself. I'm Nels Rasmussen, spiritual healer. I've been helping pets and people to be happy again for over 40 years. You can learn more about me and my work at spiritualpetconnection.com. And you can have a free phone conversation with me by clicking the Contact Us button. Go to spiritualpetconnection.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and I say thank you for spending part of your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here until noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And let's see, we heard from our wonderful Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, which we will be talking to personally here very soon. We're going to talk to about meditation again today, and classes coming up. And then, of course, we heard from Nels Rasmussen, spiritualpetconnection.com. He still has his do-it-yourself program available for the Rasmussen Reset. Phenomenal. And as far as I know, it's still at the cheap price. So take advantage of it and go to spiritualpetconnection.com, click on the contact link, and fill out the little form. Tell Nels you want to talk to him. And of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you'd like to do that, get interviews on the show and link on the website and all that good stuff, all you got to do is shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or you can just pick up your phone and give me a call. 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. All righty then. Hey, Laura, we are back, and welcome back to Animal World.
Thank you.
All righty. So the best way to be in touch with Seattle Dogs Homeless Program is what, through the website?
Yeah, they can go to our website, which is seattledogs.info.
SeattleDogs.info. Okay.
Yeah, and they can email us from there. They can also donate if they want to from our website. Or they can give us a call at 206-519-1697. Or they can.
All right, that sounds good. And now, are you on Facebook as well?
Yes, we're on Facebook and Instagram.
Okay, and what, Seattle Dogs?
On Facebook, it's Seattle's with an S, Dogs.
Okay, Seattle's Dogs.
Yeah, all one
on
word.
Facebook. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Seattle's Dogs on Facebook. Cool. Now, in terms of, I know you always need money. Money's always a good thing to donate, right?
Yes, especially for our vet fund.
And you can donate directly to Seattle Dogs through the website, seattledogs.info. Or if you want to make sure that your money goes to the vet hospital for Seattle Dogs animals, you could donate directly to Greenwood Animal Hospital. You could call them and say you wanted to donate to the Seattle Dogs program.
Monday through Saturday, they can call in.
You can call in Monday through Saturday to Greenwood Animal Hospital. Otherwise, you donate directly to Seattle Dogs, and which you can do through the website. Now, you also need supplies, and we'll take donations of supplies. What kind of stuff do you need, and then how do people get it to you?
Well, we need tents, of course, which all the way from a 2-person up to a 6-person tent. And we, give those out according to family size, of course. And so we desperately need tents. We need throw blankets for humans, so the larger throw blankets. And then throw blankets for the dogs and cats, of course, because they get cold as well. So blankets, tents, we can use... some food, wet and dry food, coats. Those are a big thing.
Coats for humans or coats for dogs or both?
For the animals. Yeah.
For both. Okay.
Yeah, and they can drop off donations at All the Best Pet Care on Stone or Queen Anne. A Dog's Dream. A natural pet store in White Center, they can drop off donations there as well.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, so you can drop off donations for Seattle Dogs at 2 of the All the Best Pet Care stores, the one on Stone Way and the one on Queen Anne Avenue.
Right.
And then Dog's Dream is in
White Center.
Okay. That's great to know.
Yeah.
And then you can donate again. I always forget to make donations. So I'm just letting you know, Laura, I'm making some changes in terms of where I tithe and send my donations. And I'm going to change it up as soon as I get this house stuff done, I'm going to rearrange all of that. So hopefully I am going to get it together and get a regular one going to you guys.
Yeah,
so,
I sure appreciate that.
I sure love you and so appreciate all the work that you do. I hope that listeners will rally around you. Remember, everybody, you've got to keep your eyes open for a used van or pickup with canopy that Seattle Dogs can use for deliveries. We really, really, really need that. It would make such a difference for Laura.
Yeah.
And then blankets for people and animals, tents for the human families, food, canned and dry. For dogs and cats, and coats for dogs and animals, which you can contact Laura through seattledogs.info. You can go to Seattle's Dogs on Facebook, or you can just give Laura a call at 206-519-1697. Laura, thank you again for all of the great work that you do.
Oh,
I hope one of these months we're going to have good news that a van or a truck shows up, because we're going to beat it until it happens. All righty, Laura. Have a good week. We will talk to you the first Sunday in November.
All right, hon. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. We are going to do a little switcheroony here, kind of changing canoes in the middle of the stream here, because we're going to close out by addressing the human animal. Because remember, if you don't take good care of yourself, you can't take good care of your animal friends. So we got someone to cover that base. We're going to talk to the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga and our premier meditation instructor, Sita Toko, is back. Good morning, Sita, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha.
Hey, it's always lovely to hear your bright, shining voice.
It's always lovely to be here.
Now, I assume, you're at the, are you at the temple today? Were you at service?
I left early to come home to do this interview because it can get a little bit joyful and noisy. And I thought, I always feel bad when there's background noise. So I'm like, I'm just going to hop over to the community.
All right. Well, bless your heart. But everything was well at the temple and all of that before you jetted out a little early?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So... I know that, you know, boy, COVID and all of that really has changed things up for everyone, but it really changed things up for, you know, Ananda in mm-hmm. that, you know, when things got all shut down, Ananda had to kind of tap dance around, figure out how to do everything online with streaming or Zooming and all of that sort of thing. But that ended up being a really good thing, and lots more people being able to participate. And so now I think it's just kind of standard that all of the classes, if they can be offered in person safely, they are. But if not, they're all available online either way. And that makes it so much more accessible. And so you've got some really good, some good stuff coming up. So what are we going to talk about today?
Well, I just would like to say thank you for recognizing and bringing up that things are online. And what's really amazing is we're doing meditation teacher training right now. Raymond and I are leading that. And we're doing it both in person and online. And we have somebody from Vancouver, British Columbia, somebody from the other side of the mountains in Eastern Washington. And it's great.
And I assume those people are joining online.
They are, and they've been wanting to do it, and they've just been sharing that they would never be able to do this without the hybrid, and so it has been a blessing.
Yeah, that's what's really neat, because apparently there are lots of people all over the place that just were never able to do classes because they couldn't get to the area.
Exactly.
And now, of course, you know, you guys discovered a whole untapped source and all kinds of people that wanted to join classes and so forth. And especially like Ananda, you know, yoga classes and stuff. I mean, you even do those things online now.
We do. So, we do. And when we can go back to doing it in person safely, we'll do it hybrid so people can join from wherever they are online. And if they're local, they can come in person, which is great.
Yeah, yeah. I know for me personally, I have to be extra cautious, and I am, in order to keep myself protected and my clients. When I have to deal with that situation, and so you know my personal policy is I don't go to gatherings or events, or I don't consider going to gatherings or events unless I know everyone attending is vaccinated and masking. So I'm real hardcore. So what that means that I pretty much don't go anywhere except,
yeah.
You know, shop and wear my mask and all of that. But so I am so grateful that these things are available online because I don't have to feel left out or that I can't participate because I can. And sometimes even the online stuff is better because you feel closer, you know, because the person or the whoever's talking or who's teaching is right in front of you on your screen. So sometimes you get a better exposure than you do if you were in person even.
Yeah, and we could be doing like we have the Learn to Meditate class starting this Tuesday, and that'll only be online right now. We could do it in person.
Mm-hmm.
But for those who are joining online, it's like, you know, to have a mask. Wouldn't, you know, it's hard to feel like you're connecting online if I were to be wearing a mask. And so this way it's just Everyone will do it online. No one has to wear a mask. We can see each other's facial expressions when we do the breathing exercises. People don't do them through the mask. So, and it's great. And the Learn to Meditate classes that we've been doing have really been touching people's lives for those who choose not to go out during the pandemic. They've just said it's been a lifeline for them to connect in this way and something so positive and uplifting. And so that feels like a great blessing.
Yeah, well, and meditation is such a wonderful thing for people to pursue. I know that for me anyway, decades ago, when I began my spiritual path, the way I began was joining a basic meditation class, was learning to meditate. And I think that's the way many, many people start a spiritual path. But it also is a way to just help calm yourself and your life and get centered and all of that. Don't you find that meditation is a great thing for people to do if they haven't done it before? Why should they?
Because we're all born to meditate. We're all wired to benefit from meditation, and it doesn't require any belief system. It doesn't require you belong to any institution or religion.
That's really important, too, to a lot of people. Yeah.
Yeah, it's for everybody. And, you know, we're all wired that when we work with the breath, which is our core technique at Ananda, that we're going to feel calmer. We're going to feel more relaxed. We're going to be less reactive. Life will be more satisfying. And in that way, you know, it is for everybody. And, you know, people say, can I meditate? It's like, can you breathe? Absolutely. And for those who I've been working with for months or years who keep coming to meditation classes, it's just so beautiful to see how people's lives have changed. And not only their lives, but the lives people in their family, because we all know others. That never works. But it's true that when we're calmer, when we're more peaceful, when we're less reactive, it just naturally overflows into our family life, into our workplace, without any agenda to change anyone. It simply happens. And I've had people just almost in tears saying how they don't know how they could have gotten through the pandemic without these weekly classes. And I don't mean to use that as a sales point for people's personal stories, but it's just so powerful to change our lives for the better and make us feel everything can feel really out of control during the pandemic. But what can we control? It's a cliche, but it's true. We can control our reactivity, and we can learn to find a haven of peace within us that we can stand unshaken when these things happen.
And then it's so wonderful that the meditation classes are available online, because I know some people might not feel comfortable coming someplace in person, but then you have to really think about what's going on at that gathering. Well, when you're taking a meditation class, you know, breathing exercises are a big part of this. Okay. Well, being close to people without masks and breathing is not a wise thing right now. And then we're not, you know, being advised to do that. And one of the issues, you know, I mean, those of us that, you know, we all getting used to wearing masks and so forth, but I don't know about you guys, but excuse me, for me, one of the biggest issues is that it does restrict your ability to breathe. And it makes it hotter and it makes it more challenging to breathe comfortably. So if you were to then combine wearing a mask with learning the breathing rituals and all of that in order to be safe around people, it wouldn't necessarily be a real pleasant experience. So it just really makes sense with what you said, Sita, that this meditation class that's going to be starting will be all online, because then everyone can comfortably join without masks, including you or teaching. You know, like you said, we get to see your face and facial expressions and everything. And when you do these classes online, it really is almost like you're closer, because Sita's right there, you know, right in front of you on your computer screen.
And this one, we had meditation class this past Tuesday. Almost everybody was like had a warm cup of tea or something. I can neither confirm nor deny if a few people were in pajama bottoms, but you know, there is something to be said about doing it in the comfort of your own home.
Yeah, you can do it. Now, I would tell you that I'm Zooming in from home today, too. But, you know, in full disclosure, I got dressed today. I'm not wearing my jammies. I'm not doing the show in my jammies. Although I have done the show in my jammies, I remember, Nathan, you'll appreciate this. This was the first year, the end of the first year that I did this show. So we're talking like 28 years ago. I was on KVI. And that Christmas, I was given special animal print pajamas. And my dear friends, Krista and Rhonda, gave me these phenomenal big wolf slippers that you tweak the nose and they squeaked. Well, my show fell because I was doing my show. The Christmas day fell on the weekend, Saturday or Sunday, whatever day I was doing the show. So I was actually doing a show on Christmas morning. So I went to the studio in my pajamas and slippers, and I did the show from the KVI studios in my pajamas and slippers, just because that's what I do. Anyway,
I don't think you had a choice. I think that was the choiceless decision. I mean, that was obvious.
And you stuck my foot up to the microphone and tweaked my little wolf noise on the air. Anyway, we had a really good time. Martha and her PJs and wolf slippers in the studio. And, you know, high rise in downtown Seattle. That was it. So, yes, there is a big plus for being able to Zoom in or stream in whatever's going on your computer. Cause, I think it's all those news anchors, you know, that do the news on TV. They talk about, you know, during the pandemic and they were doing the show from home. Often they didn't have anything. They were in their underwear from the waist down cause you can't see them.
Yeah. So, if you go on YouTube, you could see a lot of really, sweet things of Zoom fails where people are like, we can see your pajama bottoms.
Yeah. So everybody, as things open up and you go out in the world more, you know, remember to get dressed. That's been one of those little nervous things that runs through my mind is that I just was kind of sure that someday I would be out getting ready to go into a client's home and look down and realize I still have my slippers on or something, you know, that I hadn't remembered to. Anyhow, I just think it's great that we could do that. And I'm looking at the clock, and before I get in trouble here, we need to take care of advertisers. So Sita, hold on. We're going to take care of advertisers, and then we'll come back and find out specific details on the meditation classes and other things coming up. Sita is going to give us all the stuff so we know how to join. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues more with the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for Dogs and Cats and Accutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Miss a show on KKNW? Check out 1150kknw.com for podcasts of many of our programs. That's 1150kknw.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We are talking with the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and one of my favorite people, Sita Toko, is here. And good morning again, Sita.
Hey, Martha.
I just brought up Ananda news here, and I see your smiling face. For the learn to meditate, beginning your practice. And that's what you were referring to. This class begins this Tuesday morning, right?
It begins this Tuesday morning.
So let's see. It says, learn to meditate, beginning your practice, 4 Tuesday mornings with Sita. And so that'd be this October 5th, the 12th, the 19th, 26th. Let's see, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. And this will be online only. And you need to register ahead of time, right? Because it's going to be a Zoom class. You'll need to be given a link to get into the Zoom class.
That's right. And if you also notice on the website, it says the early bird special is normally $45. And the early bird special ended last Tuesday of $39. But if anyone is listening and signs up, two things. One, they can do it for the early bird price.
That's a hot deal.
Your friend. And then if they feel they want to bring a friend, they can pay the regular price and bring a friend for free.
Wow. Wow. That's cool. Also, pay the regular price and bring a friend for free?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So grab a friend that wants to learn to meditate too. You pay $45 and then the friend is free. So then you get to split it together. So you get the class for half price. How cool is that? All right. So if you want to register, all you got to do is call the Blue Lotus Temple. The number is 425-806-3700. 425-806-3700. And then Sita, it doesn't matter. This is a beginner's class, so people don't have to know anything. And what if they say, well, I can't sit still for that. I can't do it. You say what? Just tune in and try anyway. You'll get them there.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes people are relieved because it's an hour class. They're like, I can't meditate an hour. It's not an hour of meditation. We'll review some techniques, talk about what meditation is, what it isn't. And what's cool is these techniques you can use if you want to do your own meditation practice at home, but you can also use them throughout the day. So if you're feeling anxious, you have a meeting, you need to do a public speaking, you can use any one of these techniques you find helpful before you do that. And so you can use it two ways.
Wow. Wonderful. All right, folks. So remember this 4 Tuesday morning class is your next opportunity to learn to meditate. You can do it from the convenience of your home in front of your computer. You can do it in your jammies. I don't even care if you put your pants on, you know, as long as that's not on the screen. You can do it in your jammies and your slippers and learn to meditate and make your life and your animals' lives much better. We'd also mention Sita. There's some other events coming on, but got another. I know you've already started. Didn't you say you and Reman are teaching the meditation teacher training class right now? Right, so that's already started, and that goes on in during the fall for a number of weeks. Mm-hmm. But we have a similarly big class coming up that starts in January. So this is a heads up because it's the Ananda Yoga teacher training is coming up.
That's right.
So that's a big deal too, isn't it?
It's incredible. It's life changing. And it's for people that may or may not want to teach and you don't even need to know ahead of time. But it's also for people who want to dive deep into their own practice or just take yoga to a richer, more meaningful level. And it's with Morley, and if you've ever, Martha, if you've ever taken anything with Morley, I think Morley could read the phone book and you leave a better person, more inspired. So,
I say that too. I love Morley is one of our favorite and most popular guests. I mean, his voice is mesmerizing. And oh, can that man tell stories? Whoa. And I could listen to Morley read the phone book. You're right. And so he's teaching this. And so when it was this yoga, Ananda yoga teacher training, mm-hmm. is the focus mostly on the hatha yoga, the physical postures, or are you talking other types of yoga too?
It is, but with Ananda yoga, we teach classical yoga. And so it's not just the yoga postures. It's also pranayama, mudras, bandhas. We dive deep into the yoga sutras. It's yoga as it was taught millennia ago.
Ooh, oh, cool.
Purpose, so, to be able to meditate.
Aha, wonderful. So if you don't recognize those words, if you want to learn what it's all about, then you want to be thinking about Ananda yoga teacher training beginning in January. And then it says, apparently there's an early bird special on the cost of this class as well. Uh-huh. But that ends on December 4th. So you have some time to think about this. And if you want to check it out, I'm sure you can go to anandawa.org. And find a description of the, yoga teacher training and so forth.
Exactly. Thank you. And the other thing I'll point out is our YouTube channel. We've been working on that, Ananda Watson.
Oh.
It has all the Morley stories in there.
Oh, really? Really? Yeah. Okay. So you go to YouTube, mm-hmm. and what did you say? Search Ananda what?
Washington, the whole world.
Ananda Washington on YouTube, and then all kinds of stuff will come up, right?
There's playlists of Morley's storytelling. One of them has over 1 million views. They're so good.
Wow.
And there are
how did I not know about that? I didn't know about this. Good thing you're telling us, Sita. Now, you said one of Morley's stories on that YouTube channel has more than 1 million views.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's the origin of the Gayatri Mantra.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. So there's quite a few talks. There's a playlist on guided meditations because we have 2 live guided meditations a week. Those get saved. All sorts of wonderful resources just to uplift us, We really need that right now.
Oh, we sure do. We sure do. That's why we do the love train at 10 and 11 and why we do all the prayers and affirmations to get started. We really need to uplift our vibrations. And one of the best ways to do that for you and your animal friends, remember, you take good care of yourself. You are caring for your animal friends. And learning to meditate is probably one of the best things you could do on any level. So it's your turn to do this. Pardon me?
We've had people report just 2 weeks ago, a woman got a kitten, and it's, I guess it's very active, and she was surprised by the end of our practice meditation that the cat was just absolutely lying still. And as soon as she started talking again, it got up. But we've had a number of people say that when they're meditating, their animal's behavior changes. And sometimes they will find their animals like sleeping in their meditation spot because they, you know, they feel that.
Oh, of course they do. Now, when I meditate, I have a straight back chair that I sit in front of my altar. Mm-hmm. Well, guess who's under my chair?
Right?
Robbie Golden. Okay. I say, right. It's time to meditate. Boom. I get in my chair and boom, he's under my chair. So, now I had to work with my kitty friends because they want to be in my lap. You know, I had one that wanted to be on my shoulder. So they had to learn to sit next to me. So that I could meditate, but Robbie gets the prime space, which is right under me. So yes, the animals are really drawn to the energy.
Yes.
All right. So Sita, thank you so much for spending part of your Sunday morning, with us. And, thank you for the wonderful work you do. And for anybody, if you want to join Sita and learn to meditate, you got to get signed up by Tuesday morning. It's the next four Tuesdays, October 5, 12, 19, 26, from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. on Zoom. So you can do it in your jammies. So thank you, Sita, for joining us. We'll be talking to somebody from Ananda again next month. You never know. It might be Sita again. Anyway, it's always a pleasure, Sita. You have a wonderful Sunday afternoon.
Thanks, Martha.
All righty. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, Nathan, that leaves us with, we are just about out of time. I guess need to remind you that next week is Best Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique Rasmussen Reset and Energy Code Sunday on Animal World. That means Nels Rasmussen, Linda Rasmussen will be in the studio with me, and they will be here to take your phone calls and do free remote treatments for you and or your animal friends. You get a double whammy because they're both here. So Nels tends to do the animals, Linda tends to do the humans, but they can also do work simultaneously. So it's a really powerful healing Sunday. I hope you will join us next week. Plan to call in for your free treatments. And then Nathan, we got a job to do now, don't we? We have to switch our allegiance. There we go.
One more game.
Woohoo! Hey, that sounded like we were there. I didn't know you could play the organ. Wow.
Fun fact.
That was really cool. Oh, and it reminded me, you know, for Seahawks games, Gary used to fly a hawk through the studio. We had a, it might be in the Animal World Fly somewhere. But he had a hawk he would fly through on Seahawks Sundays. Anyway, we're switching gears, going to the Mariners. It's the last game of the season. It is a must win. So if you want something to celebrate and something to cheer for, Mariners starts at noon. We consequently are out of here, and I will be back next week. We'll be in the studio with everybody. So let me remind you that animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart, share your love with all living things. And we'll talk to you again next week.